Welcome back, everybody, to the Life, Money, and More podcast. It's your host, Sage Weiss, and today we're going to be talking about debt for episode number 7. That's right, we're on episode number 7 already. But let's talk a little bit about debt, okay? Because this is a topic that a lot of people have strong feelings on. Now, I'm going to tell you my own story with debt, how I became debt-free, why I became debt-free, and what that experience has been like. And if it's right for you, if having debt is right for you, if paying off your debt is right, we're just going to talk about this. This will be interesting. So, to understand my perspective on this, let's talk about where I came from. Now, rewind the clock a couple years ago, age 22. I was screwed. I basically was not making a lot of money. And I got myself into a bit of a mess. Now, very, very typical for Americans to get ourselves into messes with debt. 80%, roughly 80% of Americans hold some form of debt. The rest of them are debt-free. So, like most Americans, I was just living my life, hanging out. I wasn't working a job where I was making a lot of money. I was basically doing DoorDash and other odd jobs. And I believe I was making about $30,000. And I got myself into a little bit of a mess because, well, I decided to go finance a car. I bought a $15,000 car that I probably shouldn't have bought in retrospect. And then one thing leads to another. I got the car payment and the car starts breaking. Of course it does. And other things pop up. And so I decide, well, I'm not making a lot of money. Let's go ahead and get myself a charge card. So I go and get myself the American Express Platinum card. Still don't know why I picked that one, but I did. And essentially, I end up racking about $2,500 in debt. So here I am, age 22, I believe, and I've got $15,000 of debt, which, mind you, isn't an insane amount of debt. It's not crazy. There's people with a lot worse out there, trust me. Working in real estate now, I come across people with way more debt than that. But it was about half my income. I was only making about $30,000. And I had other expenses, like I had to pay for my own gas, and DoorDash was making car repairs expensive. I couldn't afford rent. And essentially, around, well, $500 a month was flying out the window that didn't have to. I was paying for the expensive car insurance. I was paying for the car payment, the gas. I was basically barely saving any money. So what ends up happening is a big snowstorm comes. I get stuck in the snowstorm. My car breaks. A tire goes flat. The battery goes dead. I'm down to my last couple hundred bucks. And I'm basically screwed because it never really snows where I live. And we had this weird snowstorm that was like, very, very just bad for our area. Here in the Washington area, it just doesn't really snow a lot. And whenever it does, everything gets shut down. Of course, I'm doing a job where I have to drive in my front-wheel drive sedan. And the snow doesn't really make that easy because it's also very mountainous where I live. So I was basically screwed. I had no income. Long story short, car breaks down in a hotel parking lot, and I have this charge card. So I'm racking up debt on this charge card. I had to pay for a hotel room for a couple of days. I had to get myself food. And I essentially have $0, and I have $15,000 of debt, and I feel crushed. Absolutely crushed. I feel like a failure. Everything's a mess. So I start thinking about the bad choices I've made. And I start researching how to pay off my debt, like where to start. And essentially, I come across Dave Ramsey's whole thing. I knew about him before this. You know, I'd watched his videos. You know, I knew of him, but I hadn't really ever considered seriously, you know, going through the baby steps or paying off my debt. So I did a couple hours of research, and I got hooked up with a Ramsey coach, and I explained what I was going through, my situation, and a lot of tears and some reflecting later, I went ahead and started to try to change things around. I decided to work with a coach to get a different job, get my debt paid off, and get my life on track again. So I stopped door dashing and I end up starting my first job waiting tables. I get my first job waiting tables, and what an interesting ride that was. But I get this job at Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm waiting tables and we make a plan to pay off my debt. And the plan is you can pay off your debt in a whole year. Basically, we can get rid of this $15,000 of debt. All we got to do is just, we got to make a plan. We got to stick with it. So fast forward from that moment where I'm at my lowest, about 8 months later, I get the car paid off. First, I paid off the charge card, of course, but then I get the car paid off. So I clear $15,000 of debt in 8 months, which is great. That's really good. Making about $30,000 while paying for everything else, while also sleeping in my car on and off. I'm going to have to write a book about that someday, but I make it to the debt-free point. Now, those 8 months of paying off my debt were really difficult. Nothing is worse than making money and then seeing it instantly leave your checking account when it gets to you, whether that's the cash tips I was making or the direct deposits from serving. Every single time I'd get paid, most of it would just go out the window. It would disintegrate. It would go straight towards my car. It changed my life. First off, when you pay off all your debt, you realize that you can, in fact, do difficult things. That was a hard thing. Paying off all my debt while being borderline homeless was really difficult. Now, what were the effects of this? Now, number one, I felt incredible about myself. I felt, oh my God, I did this. I became a part of the 1/5 of Americans that don't have debt. I did it in a really difficult point in my life. And I'm sure you're interested. Okay, well, you paid off all your debt. All right, here you are. You got $0 after 8 months. I had pretty much $0. I had an $1,000 emergency fund I had built up that I was not supposed to throw at the debt, just keep there for emergencies. I had $1,000. I was 23 years old and I basically had nothing. I was at square one. I had a paid off car and it was worth about $12,500. And I had $1,000 in my emergency fund and nothing else. So what ended up happening after I paid off all my debt was all of that money over the past 8 months that I had thrown at the debt started going towards my savings and my investments. It started going towards everything else besides debt. So basically what ended up happening was suddenly I had a lot more money. Now, exactly how much more money? I can tell you that about each month I was working at the restaurant, I was saving about $2,000 a month. Now, mind you, I'm also still living in my car on and off because I can't afford rent where I live. Just no way. I still can't afford rent where I live. But I'm also saving up $2,000 a month and my net worth just starts going up and up and up. And it just starts skyrocketing. Like for most of my life, I had a negative net worth. After a couple months of doing that, I reached $10,000. It took me about 4.5 months to reach 10 grand. That feeling was something, having $10,000 in a savings account. Mind you, still being homeless, and I have 10 grand just sitting there. And I had went from negative $15,000 to my name to, at that point, about 12 months later, I had gotten to positive $10,000. About a $25,000 swing within a year. You know, that really put some pep in my step. And it was not easy. It was difficult. It was really difficult. Now, people have all kinds of stories about paying off their debt, what it does for them. I can tell you what it did for me was it put confidence in me that I hadn't felt before, because for the first time in my life, I had actually made a plan, stuck to the plan, completed the plan, and seen the results. It was the first time in my life I'd actually seen that. And the effects of that are still being felt right now. So you got to hear where I was. Now, where I ended up. Now, what ended up happening after that is pretty interesting too. I started investing for myself, for my future. I took that $12,500 car that I had bought for $15,000 2 years before, and I sold that. And I took that $12,500 and I put all of it into my Roth IRA for 2022 and 2023. So I maxed out my Roth IRA for 2 years. And I took a couple $1,000s I had saved and I ended up buying a pretty cheap beater minivan. So I just paid off all my debt and my reward is get a shittier car. That's my reward. Oh man, I do weird things. But anyways, that decision ends up being one of the best decisions I ever make. And I'll talk about that in a later episode. But here is the effects of paying off all your debt. What ends up happening is you end up having a lot more money. Your savings grows, your investments grow, you get confidence in your step, and everything just seems to get better. It takes time, but everything seems to get better. So now you have to ask yourself, well, you're probably asking yourself, well, what's life like now? Okay, you paid off all your debt then. I'm still debt-free. Now I've got about $22,000 in that Roth IRA. I maxed it out again for this year. I've got a couple thousand saved up still. I still can't afford rent, but it's working. It's working. It's working slowly. My income is going up. Now, would I recommend paying off your debt? Of course I would. You just heard my story. It's a pretty extreme story, but it's worth it. Now, is it right for everyone? No. My situation was a little crazy. Some people have a lot less debt. Some people have a lot more debt. Some people are so far in debt, they can't pay off their debt. Now, the big argument when it comes to debt is, do I pay off my mortgage or not? Now, I could probably do a whole other episode on that, but I will say, in some circumstances, no. In some circumstances, yes. It makes sense to pay off your mortgage. In other circumstances, no. People are all different. For me, having debt was mainly, it was a personality thing. I just couldn't handle the thought of owing other people money, and it was like a cloud over my head, and there was just this part of my mind that I just couldn't do it. There was something about having debt that made me feel inferior or owned. It just, I couldn't mentally do it. Now, there's some people I know who have debt that are perfectly fine. It doesn't stress them out. They don't think about it. It's not a cloud over them. It doesn't embarrass them. And that's fine too. I know a lot of clients now that I work in real estate that have mortgages and they like their mortgage. They like it. And maybe you have a mortgage and you just go ahead and invest aggressively instead. But I also know some people that have mortgages that hate their mortgage. It causes big problems in their life. So do I recommend it? If it is something you actually want to do and you want to experience the benefits of being debt-free and it would actually make your life better, then yeah. But if you don't mind having some debt and you can actually manage it well, which mind you is not most Americans, very few Americans can actually manage debt well. I'm going to do an episode on credit cards later and we're going to dive into some stats on that. But most Americans with debt are not handling it well, but there are some that can. There are some people who actually can effectively manage their debt. Not many people, but there are some who can. So that's my debt-free rant. That's a little story about becoming debt-free, what that was like. Now, I'm glad to hear some of you guys are enjoying these episodes. You know, I have to be a little vulnerable, talk about myself, talk about personal stuff. But I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. So I'm glad to hear. I've already had a couple people reach out and say thank you for making the episodes. My goal is to just make it past 10 episodes. I'm almost there. So tune in next time. for episode number 8, where I'm going to be talking about, credit cards. This is going to be a good one. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Go ahead and tune in for the next episode. Can't wait to see you guys there. And remember, just keep on swimming. I'll catch you guys later.